Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
The ACC ADs voted in favor of a regular season schedule that includes 9 conference games. In a conference with an odd number of teams, 16 of the 17 teams will play 9 games, and one team will play 8 conference games. What do you think of this scheduling dynamic?
It's a further example of how stupid conference expansion is. We don't have true champions. How can you have one team playing fewer games? The math doesn't math. Nobody likes conference expansion. Who likes conference expansion? And it waters down all championships because of the variance in schedule. But hey, money. So I can't stand stuff like this.
Yeah, this is it's amazing to me because, you know, I'm not a math guy.
Yeah.
And yet this is beyond dumb. I expected more, frankly, from the ACC with the collective brain power, the universities they have. I mean, this isn't a dumb conference. They've got some pretty impressive institutions there. And yet this happens. Even Gronk know this make no sense.
You think Gronk knows? I'm not sure.
I think Gronk knows.
Math going to math. They'll be fine. They obviously know that this was going to happen, and they're just going to add more teams at some point anyways. And I think overall, more conference games are better than non-conference crappy games with crap schools. Right, Gator? Crap schools.
Crap schools.
Last one, guys. Oklahoma State fires, I'm a man, I'm 40, I'm Mike Gundy yesterday. Your thoughts?
Yeah, he's 58 now, which is funny to think that, because when he made that declaration, that was the first year that we started the show together as the midday show of Carson Anderson. And I like Mike Gundy a lot. I thought he had some spice. I think this is unfair to let him go at this point. I mean, it's a couple years ago, they won 10 games. In 2021, they won 12 games. It's just last year was a bad year. They won 3, and then this year they're off to a 1-2 start, and they're going to say enough with a guy who is a legacy guy there. It rubs me the wrong way.
I agree with you, but it tells me something happened, because coaches generally don't get fired on Tuesday of game week. They get fired before they meet with the media on Monday. And he met with the media and got fired on Tuesday. I bet something happened, whether some donor swooped in and offered a massive amount of money to buy him out, or he had a run-in with the athletic director. Something must have happened. And I feel like we'll get the rest of the story eventually.
How do I feel? Nailed it. All right. I don't feel bad for any college football coach. I mean, I predicted he would be the one fired. I actually was still surprised that he got fired. But these guys have awesome buyouts. And I mentioned earlier, they're hired to be fired. He's going to get a ton of money. And it's now win or get out and get an awesome buyout. But yeah, something may have happened behind the scenes, Doug. But with Gundy, man, he likes to shoot off at the mouth, and who knows what he said.
So there you go. That concludes the college football blitz thingy. We'll get back to your Tiger calls next. People are frustrated. We get it. I'm at stage 3 with something as it pertains to the Tigers. That at 10:50. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1. FanDuel is getting you ready for kickoff with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. So my advice is to avoid the parlays or prop bets or futures. Just find a heavy favorite and bet on them on the money line. They don't have to cover a point spread. They just have to win. And when they do, guess what? You get your $300 in bonus bets. Then you can do all the futures and props you want. All right, Gator, it is now completely shifted. Stage 1 is acknowledgement. Stage two is actually respect. Stage three, respect starts to fade and I develop a healthy and strong dislike. And stage four is good old-fashioned, pure, intense disdain. I'm at stage three with Stephen Kwan. We've spent the last year really kind of acknowledging how good you are. And then, you know, when the Tigers were up 5.5 and Cleveland came in and Kwan was driving us crazy with all of his great plays, respect. You've got to respect Stephen Kwan. I've had enough of this effing guy.
Mm-hmm.
And last night, I mean, even between the first inning, the ball he chased down in the corner that could have been trouble, to the bunt single that started the unraveling, to the double that basically buried the Tigers. I think a team of Kwans would be unbeatable, of all Kwans. I'm moving quickly through. It might be a rapid movement through stage three and directly into stage four.
Look, I hear
F
you.
This guy.
I completely understand. Last year was like season one, you know, because you get to the postseason and you have to face Kwan and things happen. But this is season two. And unfortunately, it's season two, the wrath of Kwan.
It is.
Kwan! That's where we're at right now. He's too good. At least against the Tigers.
Against the Tigers.
I swear to God, that series in Detroit, he saved at least five runs in that series. He single-handedly won them the series.
I think if Stephen Kwan was out, the Tigers, like for a few games, the Tigers win the division.
I think a team of Kwan's beats a team of Ditka's. Mini Ditka or Big Ditka, doesn't matter. Kwan's will come out on top.
And Kwan's I've watched, he's the most annoying.
Yep.
So good. And that's every little damn thing.
Every little damn thing.
Here's a double down the line. Of course you're going to hit a double because you're Kwan. You're going to take an extra base. And, you know,
I'm going to chase that well-hit ball down.
God, they're so annoying. They're a two-man team. And those two guys get everything done.
Right.
Ramirez and Kwan. Kwan and Ramirez. And the Tigers don't have an answer for it. And last night you get into, was it the seventh inning where – they brought in Tommy Canely, and he strikes out the first two guys. He looks amazing. It's the same pitch. Here's a changeup. Here's a changeup. How about a changeup? Can you hit the changeup? Here's another changeup. And strikes out two guys, no problem. Then gets ahead 1-2, and the next pitch is a beautifully located changeup to the bottom of the strike zone. Probably wasn't a strike by the ABS system, which thank God is coming in next year, but it was close. And the way the umpire was all over the place last night, you would have thought that's a called third strike. And it wasn't. And then Canely can't throw a pitch in the strike zone. He walks the batter. And then A.J. Hinch comes out with a quick hook to grab Canely, get him out of there, and bring in Kyle Finnegan. And Finnegan makes, is this just his second appearance coming back from the IL? And met with disastrous results again. He gives up the hit to Kwan. And AJ defended it at the end after the game, saying, "Well, they flipped the lineup to go back to the top with Kwan, and we had wanted to use Finnegan against Kwan, which I totally understand. But it's one of these things that's going to be second guessed because Canely was doing just fine, got a little rough trouble with the next batter, but to see Canely against Kwan, Finnegan against Kwan, I don't know. I was hoping that you could wait to Finnegan for the next inning." But it was just one batter, so I'm not killing him over it, but it had horrific and disastrous results. And to your point about being at stage three on the Kwan hating scale, the full evolution,
yep.
I get it. He's too good.
Jim and Frazier, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Jim.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
You know, one thing that I don't understand, and this is driving me crazy, is I'm watching the game yesterday, and Kinstry gets a double, and Perez gets a single, brings him home, or don't got a double, brought him home. So he's at second, nobody out. And here comes Sweeney coming up. Now, the odds of him getting a hit is probably slim to none. Why wouldn't you bunt him, have him bunt, and I know Hinge don't bunt, but bunt him over to third, and then I guess we hit the fly ball. Meadows hit a long fly ball, would have brought him home. Now you got a 2-0 lead. I don't understand the some of this coaching. Why?
I'll help you out, Jim. I'll help you out.
Yeah.
AJ Hinch just doesn't believe in the punt. Some managers don't. And I think it's obvious he doesn't. And though I could kind of agree with you because it's Sweeney, and Sweeney has not been swinging a good bat at all. He had like a 3-week stint where he did, and it was a while back. He seemed like he'd be a perfect candidate to do it, but this is not a team that bunts. Yeah. It's just not. It's not in their DNA. Is it something they're going to work on in the offseason? Because it's not something you can fix overnight. I mean, you got to practice it. And I don't know if they're going to make an emphasis of it in spring training or if they're going to completely ignore it again, because some teams just ignore it, and the Tigers happen to be one of them.
Well, the other one that bothered me, another one is, and it's the same thing. You had a bases loaded, the McKinstry up, which I understand he's been ripping the ball off that starter for a few games. But again, you got your best player in mind. Let's play a little small ball and move guys over to whip up bunting him in, move another run. Now you got a 3-0 lead instead of 1-0.
The only thing I can think of is he's playing for the big inning is what I'm thinking, because he doesn't. Because they don't get big innings, and he imagines that we're going to have a big inning eventually. We're going to have one of those innings where we put up 5-6 runs. I don't want to give up an out. They're due a big inning. They used to have big innings. Remember big innings?
No, it was just a couple weeks ago. They had the 10 runners.
Yeah,
right.
One of them was gifted to him, but yes. Yeah.
But nonetheless, they started with the first ten batters reach base or whatever it was.
Joe on a sell, you're on 97 on the ticket. What's up, Joe?
Hey, thanks, guys. Long time. Real quick, is anybody connected to dots that, you know, Chris Illich may not be Mr. I, and the Red Wings kind of did a similar thing?
It gets plenty of talk, yes. It does.
Yeah, okay. Well, the other thing then, I guess, would be, if you guys really want to have some fun with this, is Kwan in pizza. You could celebrate Kwanzaa and just give up now and let the Red Wings or / Tigers and Illich figure out how to market pizza when everybody stops buying it here.
I will tell you this, Joe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
As far as giving up, this Tiger team is making me want to give up. It's so hard to watch. This is so hard to watch. And I did flip to the Michigan State-Indiana soccer game last night.
I mean, they got Riley Green hits the home run. You're feeling like they're back on track. And then right after
that. And the thing is, when he hit the home run, even when he hit the home run, I'm like, there's nobody on base. Feels like they only hit runs now, home runs now, when there's nobody on base. They had the bases loaded and a chance to bury them.
They couldn't
do it. The inning before, and they couldn't do it.
It's death by a million paper cuts.
It's a million freaking paper cuts. And it's been going on for a few weeks here, and this is – my frustration is unmatched.
I mean, it's September 24th. Any kind of mixing and matching of trying to bring guys up and send guys down, it's too late. It's too late for that. They're doing all that with a bullpen, but they can't do that with the lineup. At least I don't think they can do that with the lineup. It's you're literally tied for the division now. You can still, technically, everything is still in their own hands. They do control their own destiny. That's the only silver lining out of all this, is despite all the losing and all the winning that Cleveland's done, which is the exact counter of this whole thing, because it's not just the Tigers being god-awful. It's Cleveland being unstoppable. Despite all that, the Tigers can still control their own destiny here. And it starts tonight.
They haven't controlled their own destiny even when they controlled their own destiny.
Well, I mean, they do, though. They literally do.
I know. Factually, they do. But Gator, I'm not counting on anything. I'm not a give-up guy. You know I'm not a give-up guy.
I'm not a give-up guy either.
They are pushing, testing the boundaries.
Look, I'm as optimistic as it comes, right? I try to see glasses half full. I try to find something positive out of things, but I'm not stupid.
I know, right?
I see what's happening here. It's mind-boggling what has happened.
I'm so close to screw these guys, I'm going home. 248-539-9797.
Easy, Cartman.
Carson Anderson, 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.